Welcome to The Place of Rest. My name is Jonathan Boyce, and it's my pleasure to present to you our newest season of the Rest Podcast. Our aim is to give you language that helps you reason through principles and explain truth. Today, our host Virginia Dixon sits down with Natalie Roberts to discuss mothers and how they shape the character and conscience of the next generation. We invite you to embrace truth and enter the place of rest.
Natalie, I'm so happy that you're joining me today because we haven't heard from you for a long time.
I know.
Catch everybody up on what's happening.
Oh my goodness. So, well, if for those of you who don't know, I'm pregnant. Found out that we were pregnant in January, and that story is a story in itself. So if you want me to go into that, I totally can because it's hilarious. But yeah, first trimester was super rough. So I was pretty much bedridden for a solid 10 to 12 weeks. And then, you know, now I'm doing a lot better. I'm in second trimester, due in September, but just had to take a step back. And of course, now with just where life is going, I'm going to be stepping down as a podcast producer and your host and, you know, all those wonderful things and working at the office and, you know, focusing on being a mom. And so that's part of the reason why Virginia asked me to come in today.
I'm so happy you're here. Transitions, right? Transitions. Yeah. We're experiencing it in obviously our personal lives and in a beautiful way in your personal life. I am too. Transitions, and our business is going through major transitions.
Massive. Yeah.
Our state, our community, our nation.
Yeah.
Globally, we're seeing immense transitions, and adjusting to those things isn't always easy.
Yeah.
Adjusting to those is not easy. But it's beautiful. With transitions come a lot of challenges. And with those challenges, I think, come a lot of possibilities. And I can't think of a more appropriate time to talk about transitions than now because of what we're witnessing all across America in our college campuses. I'm finding more and more people asking, what went wrong with America? How did our kids, what is happening? There is confusion, chaos, and dis-ease, and nobody knows more than you that we're about displacing all of those things.
Yeah.
So I just want to honor you and bless you.
Oh, thank you.
And I wanted our listening audience to hear just the joy in your voice.
Oh, yeah.
With this new face of life. This was your dream, but we're going to miss you.
You're going to make me cry. Oh, man. I know. I'm going to miss it, too. But I'm still going to be here.
Yeah.
The original plan was for my husband and I to move out of state. But God's made it very clear that that is not what he wants us to do. And so we will still be here. And we will still be involved in some way, shape, or form. And how that looks, we'll know probably after the baby's born. But
that's right.
But yeah.
But being a mom and a wife first, always.
Yes.
And this was always the desire of your heart. And I can't think of a time that your role is going to become more important and the leadership you'll provide as a role model for young moms and the communities you will build. And the seeds that these years have deposited in your heart and you've deposited in our life are precious. So thank you.
Thank you.
Big job ahead.
Yes.
Big job, big challenges ahead. Scary times, especially for a young mom, wondering what kind of world am I bringing my child into?
Yeah.
I just wanted to honor our mothers and our fathers and our ancestors, our grandparents and our great-grandparents. And when we consider the world they grew up in, those were pretty dark times.
Yeah.
Unthinkable atrocities they had to navigate. And the fruit of what developed from all those years, I think in large part, are often reactive because change happens so fast. And when I consider what's happened in the last 4 years in this country, I think, well, that's not unlike what happened in Italy, in Europe, Stalin, Mussolini, certainly Hitler, and the concentration of power.
Yeah.
And the pockets, I should say, and concentration of power that we've witnessed and the consequence it has had on men, women, and families. As we always say, the primary sphere of influence. It's terrifying.
Yeah.
But here we are. We have an incredible narrative to look back on. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a position of strength. If we're willing to say, wait, hard pause here, as I'm getting married or as I'm raising a family, mm-hmm. or as perhaps my family's falling apart against my will.
Yeah.
But certainly the role of being a woman and a mother mm-hmm. in these stages and these transitions in both world history and looking back on the impact it's had on our families and certainly the impact it's having on us and our generation.
Yeah.
So I just want to encourage you, and I want to encourage young moms, old moms, mm-hmm. moms that are ready to launch and go in, they're in the sunset of their life and they're ready to launch and go to their permanent home. Mm-hmm. And men too. I want to encourage our listening audience that we have the privilege of looking back.
Yeah.
In its recent history. Mm-hmm. Those of us that are raptured by history and the impact of history throughout time, we see these patterns repeat themselves.
Yep.
But certainly we have the privilege of looking back just 40, 50, 60, 70 years to yeah. see where the hinges are, mm-hmm. how the doors opened, and what it's going to take to close them. Mm-hmm. And I think that's a beautiful place to be. What are your thoughts raising a young family with what you know, with the work you've been doing so closely with me, mm-hmm. and the consequence of these developments and these transitions, economic, political, global transitions. Mm-hmm. And just what are your thoughts being a young mom?
Man, there's a lot of them for sure. I think the initial reaction for the things that are happening today, I mean, everything from, you know, financial, economic, political, even religious, you know, issues that are happening in our nation and the world right now, the initial reaction would be fear, and to fear the things that are coming and to fear what it could potentially be like to raise a child in this kind of environment. But at the same time, and this is personally, so for our listening audience who may not, you know, have a faith, I do have a faith. And so for me, it's been a really interesting thing for me to actually really step into that faith and trust that for one, I was born at such a time that I would be present for this moment. And I know that part of my purpose that God has for me has something to do with this time, this era, with changing what the things that we're seeing and what that plan is. I don't really know. We don't really know until we get there, right? But at the same time, I have faith that there is a plan for that and that I was born at such a time as, you know, to be here at such a time as this. And same thing for our son. Our son is being born at this time and he has a purpose for moving towards what it is that God wants for our nation, wants for our world. And of course, there's so much that goes into that. It's hard for me to even like find the words right now.
Well, when you talk about the reality
yeah.
that we're all facing
yeah.
and bringing a new life into this. Mm-hmm. And you mention the future of your son.
Yeah.
The brutality of what we're having to face right now and what's coming. Mm-hmm. You have a measure of hope because you yeah. understand, and you and I have talked about this, and we've talked about this on the podcast.
Yeah.
The exceptionalism that is America mm-hmm. are the ideas that establish this form of civil government.
Mm-hmm. A republic.
That's right.
Yeah.
A republic, a representative republic yes. governed by voluntary consent of mm-hmm. the individuals. Mm-hmm. But for many, many years, people have been sounding the alarm mm-hmm. that there is a sort of political coup, if you will. Mm-hmm. There's an underbelly mm-hmm. to what we see.
Yeah.
And I remember thinking, well, that's the contrast between good and bad, right and wrong, evil and right. It's a reality. There's that polarity that we all have to face every single day of our lives.
Yeah.
And our conscience bears witness of that. Mm-hmm. But the beautiful thing is that we must displace the growing ignorance.
Yeah.
For evil not to overcome reality. Because at the end of the day, this isn't unusual. Man just wants to control man.
Yeah. And it's been that way from the beginning.
And another group of people just want to be free.
Yeah.
But it's always the minority that wants the control over the majority.
Yep.
And that reality has been with us since the beginning of time. Mm-hmm. But as we shape the character and conscience of the next generation, which mm-hmm. is what you will be doing with your son.
So excited too.
I know. And mm-hmm. you are so equipped on so many levels. And where you're not, you will become.
Exactly. Yeah.
But the importance is that ignorance must be displaced. Mm-hmm. Because that's really the fruit of much of the confusion and chaos and disease that we're facing, is an enormous amount of ignorance.
We have so many people that want to gift healing to their friends and family members. Due to popular request, we've officially created the Gift of Rest package for purchase. Please go to theplaceofrest.com/wholenesspackages to view the Gift of Rest. If you've been listening to our podcast regularly and are now wondering, what's next, or how can I get more support? Our Day of Rest course is available to support you in your pilgrimage. Use the promo code PODCAST, all lowercase, to receive a 10% discount for our introductory Day of Rest course. Now back to the show.
We did a podcast. Am I ignorant, dumb,
or stupid?
Yeah,
I do.
That was one of my favorite, actually. And ignorance is just not having information.
Yeah, lack of knowledge.
Lack of knowledge. Mm-hmm. Dumb is acting like you do, you really know you don't, but you go with the status quo of popular consent. Mm-hmm. But stupid is when you double down, you become stupefied, as does everyone around you. Mm-hmm. When you double down on your dumbness mm-hmm. and neglect to displace your ignorance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Neglected to chase the truth. Yeah.
Yeah. Pursue truth and embrace it when you find it, regardless of what you think about it. Mm-hmm. You have to face the reality of what you're dealing with.
Yeah.
And I think there's great hope. I think we can turn this thing around in one generation.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And obviously I do what I do because I want to displace ignorance.
Yeah.
I want to help people not feel overwhelmed, like they're not well informed, so they have to be silent.
Right.
Dumb.
Yeah.
At least the people that are silent aren't trying to convince others that they know and they don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
But silence is deadly mm-hmm. for us right now. And as a young mom, I think you continuing to cultivate a level of understanding.
Yeah.
And staying committed to live in a place of rest, mm-hmm. relational, emotional, spiritual truth in all aspects of your life is going to be instrumental.
That's something my husband and I are very fervent on doing and convicted to do, is to teach from truth always. And it's crazy because I feel like if I had, and this is just such a God thing, because I've wanted to be a mom since I was like 7 years old, you know, but if I had, but I think that the time that I am at now is the perfect time. I actually feel equipped to be a mom. Of course, not in everything. Like I know that I definitely will, you know, have my shortcomings just like everyone does. There's no way I'm going to be perfect. But at the same time, I feel like I'm more prepared now than I ever have been. And I'm really excited to not only learn the things, like where my shortcomings are, so that I can grow in that, because this is definitely going to be a growing experience for both me and my husband, but also then passing on the knowledge that I've learned, especially at rest, you know, and the principles and the reasoning skills and discernment and the anatomy of dissent was like the biggest thing for me when I learned it with you. But teaching all of those things to our son from the beginning, I'm going to get to see what that looks like when a child learns all of these things from the beginning.
That's a powerful point you're making. And I'm dreaming for you and with you of what you can do in these moms groups and little seeds of ideas, because we're not going to talk. We're not going to see. You got to bring him in all the time.
Oh, absolutely. And yeah, no. And God, I think, is starting to kind of form what the next steps are for me, especially once the baby is born, what I am meant to do from there. And I think you're speaking to it even right now, just saying, like, talking to other moms and other families with young ones. Because again, the initial reaction to everything that is happening right now
is fear.
And fear is not of God, ever. Peace is of God. And so if there is fear, there cannot be any peace. Right. And the peace really comes from.
Can I address that?
Yeah.
When you just said that, people often say that one of the fruits of being in the presence of God is peace.
Yeah.
No matter what's happening in your life. Mm-hmm. But the reason that is because you've managed to reconcile a conflict within yourself. Mm-hmm. You've managed to embrace the truth of something, no matter how ugly it is. Mm-hmm. And you're willing to rise up and surrender outcomes.
Yeah.
Knowing that the world is God's and everything in it. Mm-hmm. And when we have clean hands and a pure heart, we will ascend into the presence of divinity, the presence of God. And our very anatomy bears witness of that because he made our physiology and everything in it. Mm-hmm. And when there's confusion, chaos, and disease, we get disease.
Yeah.
Then we come ill. And what do? We take corrective measures when we're ill. And the corrective measures are to bring everything back into alignment.
Yes.
And that's what makes us become well. That's what we do at Rest. And you just
I can speak to this so well because, I mean, it was so funny. I was coming in to see Virginia, and this was before I was even pregnant. And you would tell me all the time that you were like nervous about our living situation, that you were nervous about what was going on with Greg's job and like
how he
was traveling. Yeah, like so prayerful. But you're telling me like you couldn't even understand like how we were even going through the things that we were going through, even with family life, things like that. And so, but it was really interesting because especially when I got pregnant, I was able to practice and achieve that state of peace in ways that I had not experienced before because I had to fully surrender all of it at that point. And I really think that that's part of the reason why I was so sick during first trimester is because it was like, okay, you really need to like take a step back, sit down and learn. It was a major learning experience for me because I had to literally surrender everything. I'm someone who's
and you're
very
a doer.
I am a doer. I'm someone who's very on top of things. I'm a type A personality. I'm someone who's if it needs to be done, let's get it done now. Let's get it done well with excellence, etc. And I could barely get up to go to the bathroom. So it was definitely a major slowdown and teaching moment. But even in that and with all of the things that we had going on, I always had peace that I didn't even quite understand. And my husband was going, you know, are you just ignorant about all the things that are happening right now? And I was like, no, I'm not ignorant. I know exactly what's going on right now. I just have surrendered it. And I don't think that our son is perfectly healthy, by the way. He's amazing. We've seen the scans. He's in the 94th percentile. So he is a big baby already. But I really feel like the pregnancy would not have gone well. It was something I was very aware of, was that if I allowed the fear, if I allowed the things that was happening in our personal life to dig in, I really see it as like talons digging in and affect me, then it would affect our son as well. Especially, you know, being in the womb and everything. Mm-hmm. We've talked about this, that from conception, there are things that affect the baby. And so, and I did not want that for our son. And so something I was very prayerful about and extremely aware of was just surrendering, letting go.
So beautiful. Mothers have the heart of warriors for their children. Mm-hmm. And they rise up.
Yeah.
Within, even with, I should say, with our limitations.
Yeah.
And the reality of our own human frailties. Mm-hmm. We do show up with everything we have to offer. And I think that's one reason why moms hold a special place.
Yeah.
Whether it's one of longing, one of adoration, one of respect sometimes.
Yeah.
One of excitement, one of joy for some people. It's different for all of us.
Yeah.
But our mothers do hold a special place in our heart. At the end of the day, they shape the character and conscience of the next generation.
Yeah.
And I hope this message in some way encourages young moms, old moms, middle-aged moms, mm-hmm. passing moms to look back at the pages of history mm-hmm. and see that it's the enduring voices of a generation that will always speak to the triumph of the human spirit. Mm-hmm. And that means we rise up. Mm-hmm. And fear can't have a place in that. Mm-hmm. We can feel anxious.
Oh, yeah.
But we have to let it flush out. Flush it out.
Yeah.
Flush that anxiety out. It's foolish to say we're not going to be anxious. It's foolish to say we're not going to be fearful, right?
Oh, yeah. All of the men and women of the Bible, it even talks about how they were feeling fear, or they were feeling anxiety, or they were feeling these different things, but they still chose to surrender. They still chose to follow God. They still chose to live. Trust. Yeah.
And at rest, we say, if that's difficult for you, just consider your brain. Mm-hmm. Consider your organs.
Yep.
Consider the consequence of a thought that it has on your stomach.
Mm-hmm.
Consider goosebumps that you get when you step into a room or somebody says something that resonates with you.
Mm-hmm.
That's resonance. That's a frequency. That's an energy.
A lot of people experience this with music.
Music. Mm-hmm. That's right. So, and we did a little series, and an awesome one I think is coming up with Steve Reese.
Yes.
The hemoglobin nurse of 30 years, right?
Yeah.
We have several podcasts with him, and we filmed an incredible segment. I think it's great. A 2-3-part segment with him. It's going to be fantastic.
Awesome.
But thank you, Natalie. Thank you for just all your work, your dedication. Thank you for the great work you're going to do. And I look forward to seeing what part you'll have in the development of all the crazy things that continue to happen with rest.
Yeah.
And in your sphere of influence, in our community, and wherever life takes you.
Thank you.
You'll always have a huge part of my heart.
You're making me tear up again. Thank you.
Thank you. I love you. And I love all you mothers out there, young, old, middle age. Be kind to yourself.
Grace.
Grace.
A lot of grace.
Receive the grace that God has dispensed to us.
Yeah.
You shape the character and conscience of the next generation. Rise up.
It's not too late.
It's not too late for such a time as this. Look back. Look far. Look near. And be eager to displace ignorance. The things that you don't know, perhaps. That's what Natalie and I were saying, right? Our ignorance isn't something to be ashamed of.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that we need to have compassion for. Because ignorance is just not having information, not having knowledge of something.
Yeah.
Now, willful ignorance and neglect, that's another story. But ignorance is something we need to have compassion for in ourselves and others. And we can turn this thing around.
Yeah, we absolutely can.
Natalie, your joy. Thank you for everything from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you.
And we're all going to miss you.
I know. I'll miss you guys too. Of course, I'm not going to be far now. We're not moving out of state, so it's going to be great.
Thank you.
Thank you.
For updates about rest in this podcast, please visit our Instagram or Facebook at The Place of Rest. If you would like more information about Virginia or to support and join the cause of rest, please go to theplaceofrest.com/donate or call 949-289-5935. Thank you for listening to Rest with Virginia Dixon. We'll see you next week.